Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets still in non-conference action taking on the Green Knights of St. Norbert. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. And coach, this is the first time we've actually had a chance to really sit down and talk with you other than the Eye of the Swarm podcast, which was the first episode. Thank you again for doing that. That was a fun little conversation we had. But getting into your team a little more in depth now. Nice start, 4-1. You've had a game against Bethel that's been postponed and moved to November. Hopefully you'll get a result there as well. But nice start, 4-1. And another tough game today against St. Norbert. But it seems like you guys, against a pretty challenging schedule, have done pretty well at this point in the season.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So far I'm happy with, the start of the season. Some good results early on. Obviously had a big trip in there down to Texas, got a few results down there, and then saw some more of kind of familiar foes, or opponents here over the last couple weeks. St. Norbert will be a different test, I think, for us. We haven't seen them in probably 6-7 years. Not real sure what to expect from them. I mean, obviously we have scouting reports and that sort of thing, but I fully expect it to be a great game and I think some real athletic play. It should be a fun day at the park.
You know, it's one of those things too, and I know we talked about in the podcast a little bit, but you always schedule a very challenging non-conference slate. The two games down in Texas, which were good results for you as well. You came back, then had to play Augsburg on the road. And then had a couple of nice wins, especially that game against Hamlin last time out. I mean, you guys have had a bit of a layoff since you last looked the field, but that was a really, really nice victory, 4-1 over a Hamlin team that's usually pretty competitive. Middle to the bottom, maybe middle third of, or to the bottom third, maybe even in that range of the MIAC on a regular basis. But four different goal scorers. You guys showcased your depth, and got another goal from Eric Watson, who. Four goals on the season, he's leading you, and I know that you're happy to have him in the mix for one more season here.
Yeah, I mean, I'll comment on Waddy. Last year was such a struggle for him at the start of the year. Like, he was playing well, he just wasn't, putting the ball in the net, and as a number nine, like, that's, kind of what those guys hang their hat on is being able to get those goals, and so for him to open up now with four goals in five games has been a really nice start for him, and I'm happy for him. But like you said, I mean, we're getting goals from all over our front four, I hope we can continue that streak as well.
Yeah, seven different goal scorers so far this season for you guys. I mean, that really does showcase you guys' depth, and I know that's something that you've worked on. Lost a couple of players from last year's team, but this group seems to have not fallen off at all, especially that front line. I know those three forwards that you have are really good. And Blake Perry, also sophomore from down the Twin Cities area, goal and assist against Hamlin, and he seems to also be coming on and creating a name for himself in his sophomore season.
Yeah, Perry's been good, and, what I always, kind of worry about a little bit is the sophomore slump, right? And, he had such a good freshman year, and I don't think, any program is immune from guys kind of hitting that slump a little bit in their second year. But I think what he's really been able to do is kind of come into the season without expectations and really kind of treat it the same way he did his freshman year. I fully, expect him, or I think that he has come in and said, like, I mean, if I'm a starter, great. If I'm not, great. Like, I'm just going to go and contribute and put points on the board the way I can. He's obviously started every game for us. But, again, I just don't think he has any expectations that way. And I think it's been able to keep his head pretty level. And he's a pretty mature guy anyways. He's a pretty, just level-headed kid. So, I think his head's in the right place. And he's been fantastic for us.
And just talk for a moment here about how nice it is also to have a senior in goal. I know that between Ulrich and Dalton Van Kanel, of course, who I'm referring to, have been together now for a couple of years. But having Dalton back there, his fourth year in the program, senior season, and a guy who's played a lot of soccer, gotten a lot of starts in the nets for you guys, just talk about how nice it is to have him back for one more go-round here.
Yeah, I mean, really, and I think Dalton would want me to kind of count kind of comment on this a little bit too, is like, we have, I think, very, four very good goalkeepers, right? And so it's a great goalkeeping group. You mentioned Dalton, you mentioned Ulrich. And those two are competing still, you know, for that number one spot, and you know, will continue to do so throughout the year. And so, what's great about it though is the way they treat each other. You know, even though they're all competing for that spot, they're, you know, really, you know, each other's biggest fans. And I mean, it's just, it's little things. They sit next to each other on the bus, and you know, at team dinners and that kind of stuff. You know, they really do want what's best for each other and want to see each other succeed. So, you know, that being said, you know, it's been really cool to see Ulrich, I think, you know, at times kind of take a little bit of the back seat. He knows, you know, I think that he's got a hard road going up against a senior, and he's done a fantastic job with that. And then obviously to comment on Dalton, you know, what a treat it's been to watch him grow over 4 years. And you know, he had surgery on his shoulder in January, and you know, you never know how a guy's going to bounce back from that, especially a goalkeeper. And you know, you think about all the landing that he has to do on that shoulder, and then you just think about the rehab and what that took away from his training and his ability to develop over the spring and summer. So we really weren't sure what to expect from him. And he's just kind of blown out of the water. He's been fantastic so far this year. You know, he's had, I think, 3 penalty saves throughout the year already. You know, just he's kept us in every game, and he's put us on the front foot in every game. So far, so good from him, yeah.
And another guy that I know you've had some additions too, and this is what kind of brings me to this point, but another guy that has come back now after taking a year off, Danny Kearns, I know has kind of stepped in on that center midfield role. You guys didn't lose a lot of players from last year's squad, but, you know, a couple of midfielders, especially in the middle. And Danny, after, like I said, taking a year off last year, now he's back, and I know he's been playing a lot of center mid for you, and you've been moving some guys around. Blake Doye has seen some time in that spot. Miguel Ocampo, who came off the bench last year as a center midfielder, but he's accustomed to playing that role. Just give us a sense about how you feel that those guys have been able to step in and kind of fill those minor little holes that you had after last year.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest question mark, obviously, was, you know, what are we going to do in the center midfield, you know, after losing all of our seniors in those positions. So, but it, you know, you mentioned Miguel, you mentioned Doye, those guys have stepped in really well, and we knew that they would, you know, or we hoped that they would. You know, another guy, Gustavo Barbieri, so you won't see him today. He sprained his ankle in training earlier this week, so, but he's done a fantastic job as well. But then I think Danny Kearns has really been the guy that has kind of been the staple of the midfield, and has worked his way back into a, you know, into the squad, into the team, and just he's done such a fantastic job. I'm really proud of the progress that he's made, not just on the field and you know, and everything that he's done, but like just really as a leader. And he was actually named captain about a week and a half ago now. So, and very deservedly so. He's just been a treat to have back. And again, his leadership, his playing ability, his soccer IQ, it's all there, and it's really helped us, I think, solidify the midfield.
And now turning to today's game against St. Norbert. Like you said, a team you haven't seen in a while. They're coming off a year where they lost one game. It was a tough one for them. They lost in the conference title game, and it cost them a shot at going to the NCAA tournament. They ended up going 17-1-1 last year. 4-1 so far to start this year. You know, their only loss against, I think a nationally ranked team, actually. I have to go back and look at their schedule. But they're coming off of a nice win against Concordia, Wisconsin, 2-0 their last time out. What do you know about the Green Knights, and what are you expecting from them here this afternoon?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I fully expect them to be a pretty solid squad. You know, they don't play a lot of common opponents to us, you know, so it makes it a little bit more difficult to really kind of judge where they're at by comparison. But that being said, like, I mean, you have to respect their results. I mean, they've had a few good years strung together. You know, I know a lot of the players on the team, guys that we recruited that, you know, that ended up there. And so, you know, I know just kind of like the type of player and the ability of some of their players. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tough day for us, tough day for them. I think it's going to be a really kind of a good matchup. I think the playing styles will kind of complement each other pretty well. I think both teams, you see a pretty prolific front three. Both teams have, you know, some ability in the midfield. I think both teams have some size and some athleticism. So, like I said, I think there's really, you know, a lot of ways that it's going to be a good matchup today.
Well, thanks for your time, Coach, and good luck today against the Green Knights.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. I'll be right back with the opening kickoff of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and the Green Knights of St. Norbert right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Men's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUBD West, Superior.